For a long time, there's been an ongoing controversy when you're middle-aged and have a torn knee cartilage of whether it's worth doing an arthroscopy, which is telescope surgery, minimal invasive surgery to actually trim the cartilage. You might have seen my Four Corners recently, which in September, which actually dealt with partly this. It was more arthritis than torn meniscus or a torn cartilage. And it's been a fascinating study in the British Medical Journal of comparing exercise therapy to arthroscopy for people who've had a meniscal tear or a torn cartilage. And on the line from Martina Hansens Hospital in Norway is orthopaedic surgeon Dr. Nina Kais. Welcome to the Health Report.
Hello. Hello to you.
Tell me about this study.
Oh, this study. Yes, we had 140 patients, and half of them has gone through arthroscopic partial meniscectomy, and the other half has gone through exercise therapy. All patients have had degenerative meniscal tears in their meniscus and had the pain in the joint line, and we took x-rays at baseline, and only 4% of them had osteoarthritis evaluated by x-rays. So there has been some studies earlier comparing these patients doing exercise therapy or exercise therapy in addition to surgery. And the conclusion has been that surgery has no additional effect in these patients.
So let's just double back for a moment, because you've given away the punchline very early, Nina, but thank you very much for doing that. So what I covered, in fact, recently, it was arthritis. So if you've got arthritis and your knee surgeon says, look, I'm going to clean it out with arthroscopy, there's no advantage to that versus dummy.
No, it's not in the long term.
So when somebody has, some people say that a torn cartilage is in fact a normal phenomenon of aging, but the people that you looked at, and whether or not you've got symptoms or not, but the people that you looked at actually had symptoms.
Yes, they had symptoms. They had pain in the knee. That's why they went to their doctors saying they had pain in the knee, and then they were examined by MRI, and they saw that there was a degenerative meniscal tear. And it has been practiced the last 20, 30 years to do arthroscopy on these patients and removing meniscal tissue.
So just doing a clean-up of the torn meniscus. And this was in 50-year-olds that you did this. So this is not young people with a sports tear. This is older people. And tell me about the exercise program that they went through as a comparison.
The exercise program consisted of warming up exercises, strengthening exercises, and neuromuscular exercises for balance.
So the strengthening exercises presumably are to your quads, the muscles on the front of your knee.
Yes, and the back, the hamstrings.
And the neuromuscular ones, what do they do?
They were standing at Busu balls. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Doing knee bends and
So functional improving. And you're getting eccentric stimulation on that. And so when you compared the two at the end of the 12-week course, there was no difference in any symptoms.
No, it was not. Not after 2 years. What is the main outcome of this study?
But did they both get improvement?
The exercise group improved in muscle strength at 3 months and 12 months.
Did they both improve with pain?
Yes, they did.
Now you allowed people after they'd been in the exercise group to cross over. If they were unhappy, they could go off and have knee surgery. They could go off and have knee arthroscopy, and 1 in 5 of them did. What happened to them?
Yes, they were at a 2-year follow-up. They were exactly like the other patients, so they did not lose anything by going through exercise therapy first.
And the other way of looking at that is they didn't gain anything by having the extra surgery either.
No, they didn't actually.
So if I'm right, Nina, you are an orthopaedic surgeon.
Yes.
So are your colleagues talking to you anymore?
Yes, they do.
So, I mean, they don't feel that you've undermined the knee surgery market in Norway?
No, not at all. There has been a slow decrease in arthroscopy for these patients the last 2 years in Norway, as also seen in Denmark and Sweden. And that I think that is a result of the RCTs that has been published the last years, the one I mentioned earlier, and also the one from Finland by Sivon, who compared arthroscopy with meniscal resection with sham surgery, and no difference at 1 year in pain in the patients.
So no doubt the physiotherapists or physical therapists and exercise physiologists are rejoicing at your study, but what you didn't do was do nothing. Have you got any sense of, you've got a meniscal tear, you've got a bit of pain, well, why bother doing anything? Do you know what the results are if you do nothing?
No, I'm sorry for that. I don't do that. So that's a weakness of our study, that we had no group without treatment at all. But that's a plan for me further on now, to look on patients coming to our hospital, and I will follow them and take them back after 2 or 5 years to see how they come on if they have not done the exercise therapy, because most patients think it's hard to fulfill the exercise therapy program. So if they are not in a study, I think many patients not do all the exercises we suppose they are doing. So I'll try to look into that.
So not content with destroying the orthopedic industry in Norway, you're going to go after the physiotherapists and exercise physiologists. I'm glad to hear it. But no doubt the accountants in the Norwegian Department of Health are delighted with you. Look, Nina Kais, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a delight talking to you, and it's been fascinating for... we don't have a very middle-aged audience. They're very young, but I'm sure for one day when they are 50 years old, they'll be absolutely fascinated to know that information. Thank you very much indeed.
Yes, thank you.
Nina Kais is an orthopaedic surgeon at Martina Hansens Hospital in Sandvik in Norway. Listening to the Health Report here on RN.